On my arrival home, my condition still critical. I had unending visitors every day and all day from my comrades and friends. At night, exhausted but happy, I think the happiest period of my life, even though I believed at this time that I would be a permanent cripple. My brother, Dr. Ned, had me taken to Dublin and put under the care of one of the most famous bone surgeons in Europe, Sir William de Courcy, Ireland Wheeler, a surgeon who had made world history in bone surgery during World War I. As a result of several operations, he assured me that he would have me mobile again. Then, with massage and care, it was a thrilling moment to find that I was able to stand upright and later take my first few faltering steps alone. During my hospitalization in Dublin, the IRA and Cumnor Man were ever so kind to me and saw to my every want. The surgeon allowed me home for Christmas 1921 and later returned for a few minor operations. My wounds were still suppurating and remained so for another 12 months. In a short while, I was able to dispense with the crutches and make do with a strong walking stick. And by the way, this particular walking stick had an importance of its own. It belonged to a British spy, a Dr. Scargill, who lived in Beaufort. I was discharged from hospital in mid-January and returned home.